91X News.
It's 21 degrees and sunny at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Jose de Barros. There is another warning of credit card fraud. A person saying they are from the Security and Fraud Department for a credit card company has been phoning the public. The scheme attempts to get people to tell their three-digit PIN located on the reverse of your credit card. The fraudster will then have access to the credit card and be making purchases very shortly. Belleville police advise the public to not give out any information and contact your credit card's security number. Everyone's getting that spring feeling, and motorists are no exception. Mark Venema says that brings a whole new set of hazards to the road.
The birds are chirping and the grass is growing. It's officially springtime, and with the warm weather also comes more obstacles on the roadways. Cyclists and motorcyclists are taking their two wheels out of stores to hit the open road, also causing a dangerous blind spot in some rearview mirrors. That's not the only danger, though. According to the Canadian Safety Council, fatality rates on the roads are highest during warmer months. Northumberland OPP Officer Phil Clark says nice temperatures tend to also mean a heavier foot.
Feel a sense of elation and freedom with the warm weather, especially on long weekends when they're excited to go somewhere and they just leave work and they just feel free as a bird and consequence free as well. They tend to be a little more laid back and drive a little faster.
Summer parties and get-togethers also result in the highest number of drunk driving fatalities. Ray Marchand from the Canadian Safety Council says you also need to be aware of what's around you on the road. It can save a life.
Looking at the motorists or looking at the pedestrians, are they looking at you? Do they seem to be reacting? If in doubt, slow down, use your horn. Make sure that they see you in order to avoid these tragedies.
Spring showers could be troublesome as well. Loyalist College automotive student Jake Magistrilli says it's time for some preventative maintenance.
Anything that obstructs your vision while you're driving can cause a safety issue, so it'd probably be best to look into changing your wipers. And as far as tires go, it's best to throw some all seasons back on the car when spring rolls around.
Magistrilli also recommends getting your brakes checked because road salt and debris from winter driving can cause corrosion. Mark Venema, 91X News.
This upcoming Sunday marks the 40th annual Bowl for Kids' Sake, set forward by Big Brothers and Big Sisters. The organization has several volunteers ready to take the hand of a child in need. Dan Canatero has the story.
Big Brothers Big Sisters give support to children and youth who are in need of a mentor. The most important thing about being a big volunteer is being someone the child can look up to as a role model. Big Brothers Big Sisters volunteer Chris Marolanda has volunteered at the organization for just over a year now.
When I was growing up, I was always taught respect is big, and I always try to tell the children that respect should be brought everywhere, from the office to the streets to school to church, back home. No matter where you go, respect is key.
He also has coached kids in soccer for 5 years. Another issue Big Brothers Big Sisters tries to get involved with is bullying. A victim of this was Kadar Trivedi during high school.
I was about 15 years old. I was bullied because of my weight. I was very overweight for my age, and it lost my confidence in me because I was around negative people and my friends weren't as supportive as they usually were.
He currently is a student in the Custom Border Services program at Loyalist College. Big Brothers Big Sisters Fund Development Coordinator Kira Hurley says a solution for bullying is troublesome.
There's a number of things people can do to try and step up. I mean, the first thing you'd want to do is stick up for people if you can.
She says the organization offers in-school programs as well as traditional mentoring. To get involved in a child's life who could benefit from an adult role model, get in touch with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Visit their website at bigsneeded.ca. Dan Canatero, 91X News.
The judge has made a ruling about Terry Lynn McClinic's statement to police about the killing of Tori Stafford. Jurors were told today they can use this videotaped statement as evidence against Michael Rafferty. Rafferty has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault causing bodily harm, and kidnapping in Tori's death. McClinic told police that Rafferty killed Stafford, but she testified in court that she did it after Rafferty sexually assaulted the girl. France's interior minister says the suspect in the murders of 7 people plans to turn himself in at night to be more discreet. 24-year-old Mohamed Mera has been surrounded by police in his apartment in Toulouse for more than 17 hours. Prosecutors describe him as a self-taught radical who trained in a Pakistani militant stronghold. A group of 34 American senators have put out a resolution condemning an African guerrilla group led by Joseph Kony. The measure backs the efforts of African nations to end the threat posed by the Lord's Resistance Army. It also backs the United States' effort to help regional forces pursuing him and his forces. The Lord's Resistance Army has kidnapped thousands of children, forcing them to become sex slaves, fight as soldiers, and kill family members during a 26-year campaign of terror. Kony has been a hot topic in recent weeks after a video by the advocacy group Invisible Children raised awareness. And before we go, a reminder to our 91X News audience that the 2012 Sparkies Awards are being presented tonight at the Shark Tank. It is the annual show celebrating the best work of Loyalists TV and new media students this past year. If you're not able to come in person, you can still join in on the live interactive coverage on the QNET News website. Coverage of the Sparkies starts tonight at 6 p.m. And that's 91X News to 506. Keenan Weaver has sports next.
Take the bus. It's always better. It doesn't matter what the weather. If it's too hot, they air condition, and in the rain, they're so efficient. No need to worry about the snow. Belleville Transit was built to go. They've got you covered in every season. From Monday through Sunday, they're all about pleasing. They're always on time with you on their minds, so go ahead and check out your schedule online. city.belleville.on.ca. Visit them today. And remember, take the bus. It's always better.
Good afternoon, I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X Sports. In OHL action, the Belleville Bulls get ready for their start of their playoff series against the Ottawa 67s. They have two upcoming games in Ottawa tomorrow and Friday night, then the 67s come back to Belleville to continue the series. In the Empire B League, the Campbellford Rebels hit the road to face off against the Eagles in Clarington in the first game of their Schmaltz Cup series. They made it to the quarterfinal round after defeating the Picton Pirates 6-1 on home ice. In NFL news, ESPN is reporting that the deal to send Tim Tebow to the New York Jets from the Denver Broncos has hit a snag. Citing anonymous sources, ESPN says Wednesday that provisions in the quarterback's contract are causing complications in the completion of the trade. ESPN says Tebow's contract has $5 million worth of recapture language, which means the Jets would have to pay back some money to the Broncos. The hang-up comes just a few hours after the Jets announced that they had agreed in principle to acquiring the polarizing quarterback. Denver general manager Brian Zander said the Broncos would receive 4th and 6th round draft picks, while New York gets a 7th rounder, all in 2012. More on the NFL. The NFL has come down hard on the Saints and their former defensive coordinator for the team's bounty program. Jack Briggs has more.
Saints coach Sean Payton has been suspended for one season without pay for his part in the team's bounty program. Team general manager Mickey Loomis was hit with an 8-game suspension, while assistant coach Joe Vitt has to sit out the first 6 games. Former Saints defensive coordinator Greg Williams, who ran the bounty program and now serves in St. Louis as defensive coordinator, has been suspended indefinitely. The Saints are also being fined $500,000 and must forfeit second-round draft picks this year and in 2013. This is Jack Briggs.
In the NHL, the Canucks will look to get back on track tonight when they host the Blackhawks in one of 5 games on the NHL schedule. Vancouver is just 3-5-2 in their last 10 games, while Chicago is 8-1-1 over the same span. Elsewhere, Montreal will try to get in the way of Buffalo's playoff push when the Habs meet the Sabres. More on the NHL, Alexander Radulov was on the ice with the Nashville Predators at practice today and could be in the lineup against Pittsburgh tomorrow night. The 25-year-old has returned to the Preds after spending the last 4 years with the team in Russia's KHL. Meanwhile, the New York Islanders have re-signed goaltender Evgeny Nebokov to a 1-year deal worth $2.75 million U.S. In the curling world, it's tight atop the standings at the Women's World Curling Championship. Canada's Heather Nidewin beat South Korea 7-5 earlier today and is on the ice in Lethbridge, Alberta, against Germany. The Canadians, South Koreans, Swedes, and Swiss are all tied at 6-2. The top 4 teams at the conclusion of the round robin Thursday advance to the playoffs. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's all for sports. Here's Jose De Barros with 91x weather.
Thank you, Keenan. And tonight, clear with fog patches overnight and a low of 8. Thursday, it'll be sunny, increasing cloudiness in the afternoon and a high of 24. And Thursday night, cloudy with 30% chance of showers in the evening and a risk of a thunderstorm. It'll clear near midnight and a low of 9. It's 21 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Jose DeBarros with Keenan Weaver. 91X News.
This is 91X